Today's Live Life Better focuses on how to disinfect your kitchen and other rooms of your house, particularly right now when there's so much illness going around, norovirus, flu, RSV, you name it, it's contagious. And hand sanitizer isn't the first line of defense. Washing your hands and keeping a clean home. So you need to think in germ terms. Sometimes a general cleaning with a milder product does the job well enough, and other times you have to disinfect. So the key is to knowing what to do. How do you ID the hotspots? Well, cleaning alone will get rid of dirt and dust and reduce the number of microbes on a surface, but disinfection goes a step further. It gets rid of harmful viruses and bacteria completely. And this is really important, especially when a sick person is in the home or if someone has a weakened immune system or prone to getting sick. And that will require chemicals or strong bleach. Regardless of how deep you go, cleaning first is key. So zero in on high-touch surfaces. You want to include kitchen and bathroom countertops, toilets, including flush handles, sinks, items used in meal prep, such as cutting boards, trash can lids, and surprisingly, spice containers. Yes, those salt and pepper containers. As a rule of thumb, high-touch surfaces should be cleaned and disinfected regularly to reduce the spread of harmful bacteria, viruses, and microbes, doorknobs, light switches, your television clicker, all of that stuff. So, what's the right product? Well, you know, there are a lot of products. So the EPA keeps an updated list of registered products on its website. That means that the product is proven to be effective against the germ, virus, or bacterium it claims to be. First line of defense, soap and water. That's the first step for cleaning hard surfaces, such as countertops and floors, followed by chemical disinfection. It'll remove the dirt and the dust, so that's the thing to do. Read the labels, see how it's used. And secondly, in addition to choosing the right disinfecting product, you need to choose the right tools. So if you're dealing with serious dirt, an abrasive brush or mesh scrubber is good for that. Otherwise, paper towels or disposable wipes are better instead of a sponge or washcloth. If you do use a sponge or washcloth or any cleaning aid that you'll use again, it's key to clean and disinfect it both after you use it and before you use it. Wash it with bleach. Put in your washer sanitizing cycle. That's important. So that's good. What about antibacterial wipes that you see in the store? Do they work well for household disinfecting? Yes, but make sure it's an EPA registered household disinfectant and appropriate for use on the surface you're disinfecting. So if somebody is sick in the house, you need to focus on the high traffic areas, but disinfect more often to lower the risk of passing on the illnesses. That's everything from washing your hands with soap and water, changing the sheets, changing the pillowcases, changing out the towels, not sharing surfaces or mats that you would be using. So if you want to stay healthy and you want to keep your house clean, check out my tips. I am Nanette Weiser, and this is Live Life Better.